Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. It symbolizes just one thing to me, man. It's just a constant reminder of exactly how good God has been to me over the years. And I thank him for it too, because I realize every day that I wake up that I would be nothing without him. That everything I am that's any good in me, I owe to him. Now, have I made some mistakes along the way? Yep. Bunches. Bunches and bunches. And will I continue to make mistakes along the way? Yep. Not as many, hopefully, as I have in the past, because a lot of stuff I know better now. But you're still going to make mistakes. Now, you know, hopefully I've limited the amount of intentional errors in my life. I've wiped quite a few of those out. But from time to time, because we're human, we're going to make a mistake every now and then. The trick with it is, y'all, is not to let the devil deceive you into thinking that once you make that mistake, that that's it. You can't do it. You've fallen off the wagon. You can't reboard it. That's the biggest trick that he uses. He makes you think that if you keep stumbling, that you can't run the race. It kind of reminds me of a marathon runner. From time to time, I watch him on TV. And you'll see some people who finish the race, you know, in a nice pace. You see people finish the race sprinting towards the finish line. But every now and then you'll watch a marathon and you'll see a runner, and the runner is in really, really bad shape. The key is they finish the race. See, you don't get disqualified in the marathon because you stumble. They don't take your opportunity to finish the race because you keep falling. That's not the key. The key is finishing. And a lot of times what the devil does is he makes you think that because you keep stumbling, because you're swaying from side to side, that, you know, you out the race. Well, that's not the case. And see, and in this thing called life, let me help you understand something. Everybody falls. Nobody sprints to the tape in this one. Nobody just runs free and clear. Now, there's some people running faster than you and all like this. And some people going to get to the end before you. Let them go ahead. And when the end come. I ain't in a rush to get to the end. But in this race, though, when you're stumbling and you're falling, it's a part of it. No one gets through this race without stumbling and falling, swaying from side to side. So don't let the enemy deceive you into thinking that it's over. I try to be encouraging to people because I don't want people to get stuck on this thing, you know, and my walk is very different from a lot of people's walks. And then I know a lot of people who walking in faith the way I'm walking in faith. But my thing in the morning is just to remind those that it's not a perfect walk, man, that it's not something that's set up where you're going to be skipping through life scot-free without any pitfalls. You know, I keep saying it over and over and over again, because like I said, when I was in D.C., my boy Hondo said this to me, and it just kind of stuck with me, that the road to success is always under construction. You have to figure and count on the setbacks and the pitfalls, but it's those people that fight through will be the victors in the end. You cannot give up, man. Stop going somewhere and sitting down every time something goes down. It's going to go down. It's a part of it. It's going to happen. It's going to occur. There are going to be setbacks. If you go and sit down every time there's a setback, that's not how this works. It is designed that way. If success were easy, everybody would be successful. But success is just reserved for those who are willing to fight through, who refuse to settle for mediocrity, who wants something more. Now, don't get me wrong. Success is defined by each individual. So what I may consider to be successful, you may not consider that. You know, what Bill Gates considers successful, I might not consider. What Michael Jordan considers successful, I might not consider. What you consider successful, your boss might not consider. You have to define what that is for yourself. It may not be monetary at all. You know, your level of success could be tied up in community service. It could be tied up in family. It could be tied up in the church. Your level of success could be tied up in the boys' clubs. It could be any number of things. Whatever your level of success is, you have to determine what that is. You, and the best way to determine that is to get in touch with your maker who created you, to find out what your mission and your purpose is so he can put you on track. I just had this conversation with my son, and we were talking about getting on the path that God has set up for you. So many times we find ourselves fighting through life because of so much uncertainty, because we have no idea where we're headed. It's like one of my sayings that I have at my mentoring camp for boys is that a boy without a male role model is like an explorer without a map. See, if you don't have a map laid out in front of you of where you're going, when you wake up every day, that pretty much explains the feeling of confusion, the lackadaisical attitude, the lack of purpose, the not understanding your mission, because you don't have not gotten in touch with your creator to find out exactly what your path in life is. What are you supposed to be doing? The moment you can identify that is the moment that you get started waking up with purpose, with the sense of direction, when you kill the sense of I don't know what's next or what to do. Now, there's going to be some confusing moments no matter what happened. There's going to be some uncertainty, but at least you'll know where you're going. So if you're tired of waking up feeling lost, abandoned, confused, don't know what to do, don't know what you're supposed to be doing, refer back to your maker. Because when he created you, he had a plan for you. When he created you, he had a path for you. Now, we've made some decisions to get off of both of those, the mission and the path, but God can get you right back on track. Do that today. Ask him what you're supposed to be doing. And listen, God has all the answers if you form the relationship, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, monkey trainers, bus drivers, meter guards, you know, them people that go by and watch the meter. I don't want to call, I don't like the word meter maid because you probably get in trouble for that now. Meter people.
You don't know what to say no more.
Yeah.
Politically correct.
The milkman. Can't say that no more either. Milk people. Male people. All of it. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's about to go down. Gratitude is the attitude today that affects the altitude along the way. Got a big day in store today for us all. I'm grateful to be here, grateful to be a part of it. In spite of everything, I'm still shining.
Come on, boy.
I'm still shining. Yeah. Junior, what's on? Oh, hold on. Wait, what am I doing? Shirley Strawberry, Colin Farrell, Mouth of the South, Junior, the legend of Nephew Tommy, and myself.
Come on.
Junior, what's on your mind today?
Let me ask you this, Unc. You know, for inspiration, Unc, for inspiration for you, because you inspire a lot of people already. Where do you get your inspiration from? Who do you turn to? Who do you look at? What are some of the things you see?
Me? Who the hell do you think you turn to?
Well, Tommy seems to think it's him. In a way, it is.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's correct.
Yeah, what not?
Uh-oh, Shirley. See right there? See you trying to start
something. See, here go these rocks already. Nobody said nothing.
She just said, what not to be. I'm not even going to go down. I'm not going to fall into that trap. Because what he has accomplished on the Richter scale has been a major earthquake level accomplishment in his life and career.
What?
The biggest accomplishment was nobody in the family thought he was going to be a damn thing.
Here we go.
This is true.
Overcoming all odds. Winning when they said it wasn't going to get won. Being what they said it wasn't going to ever be.
Come on now.
Going where they dare he not attempt to go.
Right.
The first time I was amazed was when his little stupid ass got into college.
All right. Love these backhanded compliments.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a double slap to him.
Wasn't on scholarship or nothing. Just actually got in on grades.
On merit.
Now, of course, I had gone to college also, but it was in a special Cleveland scholarship program where they was trying to get more blacks to come to Kent State. Then I went out there and to graduate, you needed 125 credits. At the end of my third year, I had 18 credits.
All right. Listen, coming up in 32 minutes after the hour.
Well, you know how good you got to be to stay 3 years with 18 credits? You're a liar.
We'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
You know, a lot of men don't want to hear this. They don't. They don't want to hear it. But it's a compliment. I can't understand why it's frustrating or disrespectful when you tell a man this, you know? So all you men, perk your ears up out there. This title is Your Wife is Fine as Hell. Your wife is fine as hell. I mean, why you don't want to hear that? I mean, you don't want nobody saying something else different. What's wrong with that? If she fine and I give you that compliment and tell you, man, your wife, whoo, she fine as hell.
Is it the woo?
You think that's it?
No, we know what come with that statement.
Right.
Yeah. Woo. Man, let's go, cat dog. Your wife is fine as hell. Woo!
Hello, I'm trying to reach Daryl. Yeah, this is Daryl. Who is this?
Hey, Daryl, how you doing? My name is Alonzo, man. I work for a liquor distributing company. I do liquor distribution. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good, man. What can I do for you?
Hey, we're putting together a big event, man, with vodka, and they're throwing a huge pool party. And like I say, I'm in the liquor business, man. I've been doing it for quite some years now. And, you know, we're always trying to do different type of publicity and really get the hype up. And what we're trying to do, man, is really get people to come out to this fashion party because it's the first quarter of 2020. We want it to be a one to remember. And I know.
So you're trying to invite me out there?
No. I go to the bank where your wife works at, Kendra.
And?
Okay. What we're trying to do is we want our flyer and / poster to be something really, really memorable, something that's going to really draw people in. And, you know, we're gonna have this thing is going to be all over social media, the whole nine yards. So we're trying to see. A buddy of mine told me that he kind of knew of you or had a number on you, and I was like, cool, let me reach out to him. He told me you were Kendra's husband. So I want.
Yeah, I am my husband. So I don't understand what my wife's got to do with this whole thing.
Okay, what I'm trying to do is see if you're cool with Kendra being on our flyer, man. I mean, because your wife is fine as so we want to put her on the flyer.
What you mean my wife is fine as what you mean? You going to call me up and talk about my wife, man? What is wrong with you?
Brother, it's a respect thing, dog. I'm giving you props. It's props, man.
Spit out what you need, man, because it don't sound right.
Dude, we're trying to get your wife. We want to get her through a photo shoot in a bikini so we can put it.
Hell no, you ain't using my wife in no bikini to put on no flyer. You out your damn mind? That's my wife, man. Respect me.
Hold on, man. Why are you tripping like this, bro?
My wife. My wife ain't gonna be in no damn no the flyer for no party, man. What the you think this is? What the wrong with you?
Okay, bro. You know what, man? I tried to call you and get you the respect. I mean,
it don't sound like it.
I didn't call for no argument. I just talked to Kendra when I go to the bank tomorrow and see if she want
to
do it.
You gonna go to my wife's job at the bank? That's what you gonna do? Okay. Go ahead and go down there, 'cause I'll be there too, and I'm gonna make a deposit with my foot in your ass. Go ahead.
Okay. Hold on, man. We paying $5,000 for the photo session. Okay?
I don't care what the you paying. No amount of money's gonna let me put my wife, the mother of my children, on no poster in no bikini. I don't care how much you paying. Kiss my ass before I let you do that.
Okay, bro. Okay. So listen, Darryl, I ain't gonna really go back and forth with you, man. I was calling you trying to be a man.
I feel the same way.
Okay, well, I'm trying to be man to man with you and just, you know, throw the opportunity at you. Now you're throwing it back at me with disrespect.
Opportunity for my wife to be a thought? No, I don't want none of that.
Okay, man. No, your wife fine as hell. People are.
Bro, you need to quit telling me how fine my wife is. Okay. Who the f gave you my phone number in the first place?
Evidently, that's all null and void at this point, all right? That don't even matter at this point. The issue on the table is I want to take some pictures of Ken.
Let me know when you plan on going to my wife's job at the bank. Let me know when you're going to bring your black ass down there so I can be there, okay? Nobody calls another brother up talking about how fine his wife is, okay? I told you no. Now, you should have just stopped right there, but you're going to keep on talking about my wife.
Okay, so let me say this, dog. Tommy is the one that said your wife was fine as hell. That's the one brought all this to our attention at the meeting. Tommy is the one that said your wife was fine as hell, dog.
Tommy? Who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy said your wife is fine as hell.
Tommy can get his ass whooped, too. Who is Tommy?
Don't you take your wife to work in the morning?
Let me know when you're going to bring your black ass down there.
Okay, and? Now what y'all be listening to on the way to work? What radio station y'all be listening to?
We be listening to...
Darryl, this nephew Tommy, baby. Steve Harvey Morning.
Tommy!
Your wife.
Tommy! You was about to get your ass whooped.
Hey, man. Your wife, Kendra, got me to prank you, bro.
Wait till I see. My wife ain't no good, man. See this? I got my blood pressure up.
Oh, man. She told me. She said, we listen to y'all every morning on the way to work. He drops me off, and he goes to work. She said, Tommy, you've got to get it. I said, well, you got to let me know. What do he love the most? She said, me.
That's right. I don't know about that right now after this call. Yeah, we love you, man.
Oh, man. We love you back, baby. Keep listening to the Steve Harvey Morning. So tell me this, bro. What is the baddest radio show in the land, man? What is it, Darryl?
It's Steve Harvey with Nephew Tommy.
I'll be honest and say it. Woo. Tommy went too far. All right. I'm going to go on and be respectful. I went a little too far. Okay.
What you think, Uncle?
I mean, you know, he said he went too far, so I mean.
Hey,
he said that and he's stupid, so.
but put some speck on my stupid, though.
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
At the top of the hour, coming up in entertainment news, Florida elementary students need a permission slip to learn words of the Negro National Anthem. What?
What?
Yeah. We'll talk about it. The infamous insurrectionist that had his foot on Nancy Pelosi's desk faces up to 20 years in prison.
Give and MC Light. The whole 20.
That's right. MC Light clears up her divorce rumors, but now it's time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Here we go. Sonia in Clearwater writes, my ex-boyfriend is threatening to show up at my wedding if I don't pay him the $3,500 that he loaned me. He said if I can pay for a wedding, I can pay him. He won't let me do a payment plan with him. Should I tell my fiance about this now?
Mm. Yeah. And then show up and see what happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See. Don't let this guy threaten you with this right here. If you could throw a wedding, you could pay my $3,500. You may owe him the $3,500. I'm not arguing that. Mm-hmm. But what you need to do is share this information with your fiance so he's on point. He understands. So we had the right amount of people at the dough at the wedding.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I like him. Mm-hmm.
You walk your ass up here if you want to.
Right.
You know, we already at the church.
It could be two for one.
You know, it's a couple of services right go down up here at the church. Church is famous for different types of services. Don't mess around and be a part of one.
All right, CLO, we're moving on to Allie and Paramus. Allie says, I'm 28 years old and dating an older man that I used to work with. He brags to everyone that we're soulmates, but he won't get serious about marriage because he thinks I'll find a younger man and leave him. How do I assure him that I won't? Mm.
You go. Well, I don't really know how you can assure him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he knows he's playing on borrowed time, and he is, because eventually you will. It depends on the age difference. Let's just go. Let's just say, for example, let's say he's 56, and let's say you're 28. Mm-hmm. That's 28 years older than you. So in 20 years, he'll be 78, 76.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Kevin Hart.
See right there? See how it's starting to look a little? Yeah. He know that's coming. He know he on borrowed time. There's nothing you can do to convince him. He done lucked up now.
Yeah, he really has.
And he know that he holding strong because y'all soulmates because of what he's able to do for you. Mm-hmm. So the moment that the for you starts to dwindling and the what he can do to you starts to dwindle, you gonna be gone. And plus you don't even know what you're talking about. You don't even know what you gotta do in a minute. You gonna have to start learning how to do stuff that you ain't really, you know.
Like what? What do you mean?
Buying denture cream. You don't even know what that is. What aisle that? You don't know what aisle that's on. You know, can't just start just buying denture cream. That ain't nothing you'd never look for before.
It's not in her wheelhouse.
Yeah, you know what I mean? What does it depend? You don't know. You've never even been. Look, when you go to the drugstore, you don't even go down into that medical apparatus aisle. You don't even know what's down there.
Okay.
She don't know what
breaking the dish. She's clueless.
See, you gonna find out they got push button pop out canes now. You don't even know.
They kind of fly though, really. They really kind of fly.
Yeah, see right there. You start looking. Oh, that kind of fly right there. Ain't nobody got to know till this time. See, you don't know this.
He said nobody got to know till this time.
All right, Allie.
That's funny.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Run, little girl.
All right, Cassius in Vegas says, my wife has a job that requires her to be gone a lot. As a man, I'm not going to be alone for weeks at a time and not have sex. So I have a few women that entertain me. My wife is hearing things about me from her messy friend who I've had sex with twice. How do I keep her quiet without us having sex again? Man. What?
You hit the friend.
Please tell me your name ain't
changed. She's hearing things about us from her messy friend.
Yeah.
All these women out here, dog. Ask the woman you work with.
Well, he says he's not going to be alone. He's a man, and he's not going to be alone for weeks at a time and not have sex.
You by your damn self in a minute.
Clearly.
Bruh, you ain't going to have to worry about this in a minute. Because ain't no woman finna go out here making money, struggling in, coming home and hearing rumors about her man with her messy ass friend. Hey, dog. You on the low down end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Let's just admit that. Steve can't help you. You know, you've already made a decision what you gonna do. You've come to the conclusion what type of man you are. So what you want us to do? I ain't nothing I can do for you, man.
Yeah.
Bro, you gonna get busted. You gonna get busted and it's all off, and now you can be who you want, whatever you want.
You hit the Vita, dog. God.
Does it sound like he regrets it, though, Steve, when he says, how could I keep her quiet without us having sex again? It sounds like he doesn't want to have sex with her anymore.
No, that's not true.
Uh-huh.
He said, how could he keep her quiet without having sex with her again? Because if she ain't going to be quiet, I'm going to have to go back over here. See,
you won't call now.
See, you have to understand the male mind. That's what he said, Shirley. That's the part.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
No, I know, but I'm just helping women understand the male mind. There's no regret.
Okay.
And the only reason he's addressing this is because she done started talking.
Yeah.
And the wife has heard some stuff.
And what she's heard is true because you tapping her friend. Now, how can I keep her quiet without having sex again?
All right, let's move on to Brittany and Madison. Brittany says, I'm dating a married man and we just had a threesome with his wife and it didn't go how we planned. He was scared to touch me, so I took over. He said his wife could tell we have chemistry. Now he's mad at me. How is any of this my fault?
Okay, before you say something,
is this what the hell day?
I think it is.
Damn. It's damn.
You sitting up in here having, man.
Yo, why?
It didn't go how they planned it.
Dude, he trying to act like he ain't really involved. Then she found out y'all had chemistry. Okay, hey, look. Hey, thanks for calling today. I'm going to tell you.
You have
no words.
I can't go in the house with my wife with none of this. I don't even know.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up, sorry to stun you on that last one. Coming up, entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7
U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, Florida schools are in the news again. In Marion County, Florida, elementary school students were sent home with permission slips earlier this month. Permission slips that ask parents to consent to their children learning the lyrics to James Weldon Johnson's Lift Every Voice and Sing, which, of course, we all know is the Negro National Anthem. Students in grades 3 through 5 would be learning the song as part of a Black History Month program. Many parents pointed out the double standard, noting that the school district never sent home permission slips before teaching about the Holocaust or before teaching about Hispanic Heritage Month. So, you know, they want to know why did they have to have permission slips for the Black National Anthem? What is happening?
Because your white representative in Florida is banning the teaching of African-American history in Florida schools.
Yeah.
That's why.
They don't want to know.
And here's the other thing. See, stop, as a group of minorities, let's stop dogging the other minority. Like it's the Asians' fault or it's the Latinos' fault. Do you understand what's happening here?
That's by
they didn't have to get a permission slip to learn Latin or Mexican history or Asian history. That ain't even what this is about. How the hell are you mad at the other minority because they didn't have to do it? The fact that you have to do it comes from where? This is not coming from the Asian community. And it's not coming from the Latin community. So what is you dogging, you even dragging them into it for? See, that's the ignorance of this part right here.
Divide and conquer. Yeah.
It's the same oppressor that it's always been. You ain't got to loop nobody else into this.
Right.
So what's in the history book? Where we come from? We just popped up? We just showed up?
Ignorance behind this. I don't know it for sure because it just sickens me. But this theory that they have that if you keep talking about a separate history, we'll never come together as a people, which is complete bias, ignorance, and a part of the master plan and the lie.
That's an excuse, yeah.
You got to go back and face the history.
So you going to keep telling what history? The one you've been lying about?
Just tell history, period.
The brutal truth.
Tell it.
There's a new project that's out on TV called Project
1619. The 1619 Summit. Project.
And it exposes how nearly every single evolution, every single entity in this country has something to do with slavery.
Absolutely.
Intertwined. There are families who built their whole empire and their generational wealth because they have free labor. Man, if my company, as small as it is, could have free labor.
Yeah, you know how rich you'd be? How much richer?
I didn't have to pay y'all.
Wait a minute now.
Hold on.
Damn, it took my hat off.
What are you saying? We're about to have a protest. Wait a minute.
I thought we were talking about Black history.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about Project 1619.
Another house. Another car.
Get ready to march.
Man.
I could have been had a plane if I was just. Oh, this is so frustrating for me.
Yeah.
Man,
but it's really sad. I mean, to your original point, Steve, it's just really
sad. Horrible. Yeah,
the hate and the racism. And, you know, if it was up to them, they would just teach us about MLK, Rosa Parks. They threw with it. You know, that's enough. Let's move on to something else.
Yeah. And always make themselves
that's
look
all
good.
We learned. You know,
all that was in our history book was that right there. By 2 pages.
And to always make themselves look good. That's it.
Man.
All right, we're moving on to Richard Barnett. The Arkansas man who was photographed with his feet on then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office desk during the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the Capitol. We all saw that picture. Well, anyway, Mr. Barnett is being convicted on 8 federal counts of his doing in the Capitol riot. He's been charged with entering and remaining in a restricted area with a deadly weapon and obstructing an official proceeding. Barnett's sentencing takes place in early May, and he faces up to 20 years in prison for the full charge of obstructing official proceedings. So there you go.
Get all of them. Get all of them. Get all the time. Get all the people.
Least
get every last one
least
of them.
Yes.
Yep. Get the one that sent them down there.
Yep.
Get all the emails. It? Get all that.
He's in prison.
The Viking in prison? Okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See all that old tough mess. All y'all got to go.
Yep.
I don't feel sorry for none of y'all. Because I already know if who it had been climbing over that wall.
Come on now.
Oh, this story right here. This would be so many deaths and body
so
counts and bags and all this here.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nah, man. You reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Well, everybody else go to jail for rioting?
They sure do.
And it was
well, they were domestic terrorists. I mean, what was y'all going to do? Kidnap congressmen and women? Mm-hmm. Destroy? What was the
incited
plan?
By the then president.
And they got enough emails tying all these people to this.
Mm-hmm.
This was a planned resurrection. Mm-hmm. They went there for that. They actually
insurrection.
Got politicians, kids.
Not resurrection.
Insurrection.
Not Jesus.
No.
This is planned. Whatever.
Yeah, but the resurrection. No.
Not resurrection. That would have been interesting. Right.
I love you, Steve Harvey.
Herschel Walker said an erection.
Coming up in 20 minutes after, we'll talk about Elevate You with
Steve.
You're
rolling the stone away. What are y'all doing?
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, we've missed you a couple of days this week. So let's just pick up where we left off, okay?
Right.
We're going to talk about Elevate You, your new line of healthy green products, powders. Let's talk about it.
I'm so happy you mentioned it because
are you?
I'm just about to take mine.
Hey.
I have it right here.
Yes.
I have
what'd
my
you like?
Elevate You. Well, this is chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
I do like the chocolate. Very
I like
much
chocolate,
so.
Huh?
I love chocolate.
Yeah. Don't fade away from that chocolate now. Mm-hmm. The original actually tastes good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the flavors are far and away running away with it because it just proved what I thought, that people were struggling with green drinks because of the taste.
Mm-hmm.
And to come up with a product that has a great taste to it and all the green value is absolutely the winning ticket with all the stuff. Are you trying to say something, Tommy?
What you mixing with it, though?
I use water myself. Yeah.
Oh, I thought
but
you
could put it in your smoothies, you know. I got the Elevate You shaker, you know, that comes with it, where you can use it for other things. You can keep beverages hot or cold in it. But I use water mostly every morning. Sometimes, like after workout, I'll throw it in my protein shake with some almond milk, stuff like that. You know, I put the chocolate in the chocolate protein shake with some almond milk. Then I got everything in one, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's just I'm starting to get some, like some personal friends of mine are using Elevate You, and they're starting to call me with, hey, man, you were right. It's really, really starting to, and my digestion is better. You know,
good.
I think that's a really good noticeable thing. And just to get people started in the one drug, you know, look, there's no such thing as a one fix to all your health.
Right.
There's no, you know, product. You take this one pill and boom, that's it. But this is a great way to get all your vital greens in, start to heal yourself on the cellular level, and get some flavor in it, man, where you don't, because my problem with the green drinks I was doing, it's just some mornings, man, I just couldn't gag down no more damn green. I ain't want it this morning.
Yeah.
You know,
Were you in on the taste testing? Were you in on that?
Oh, absolutely, because that was a big part for me, because I was saying, because I was doing these other greens out on the market.
Yeah,
I was just going, man, just I can't do this every morning. Come on, man. Just some mornings I didn't feel like it. So we worked on flavor. Flavor's big. Okay. It comes in three flavors, original, tart cherry, and chocolate.
Chocolate.
And coming soon, some new announcements about the product. I want everybody to get started, though, with the green drink. But it's coming, some new stuff. Elevate You is going to a whole nother level of health and fitness. Go to ElevateU.com. That's ElevateU. Start with the L.
All right, Steve, will do. ElevateU.com. All right, coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, guess who's here? Sister Odell. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, she is here.
We.
Wow. Loud. I didn't get to say her name.
Jesus.
Hold that note.
Lord, 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 Lord.
Yes, she did.
Good morning, everyone. I don't want to waste your time because, you know, y'all bring me in on the shout side now. So,
morning,
you know, I ain't got a lot of time.
Morning,
so
Sister
I just comes on in. Hey, Shirley.
Hey, good. Sister Odell.
Carly, hey, sweetie.
Hey, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Good, good. How Tasha doing?
She's doing good. She's 15 now, Sister Odell.
Lord Jesus.
Old. She's a big girl.
Time yes, show ma'am. Flies.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, especially when you're on the other side. It's like slippery now.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you.
Hey, Monica, Mississippi Thing, Junior.
Good morning, Sister
How
Odell.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, you so don't ma'am. Have your hat on today.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Mm. All right, now.
What if they put it on? What does that
wrong?
Mean?
Odell, something wrong?
Time keep on slipping, slipping into the future.
Do, 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 do.
Hi, Tommy, boy.
Hey, Sister Odell. Good morning.
Good. What's going on, y'all?
Well, Sister Odell, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here because I wanted to get your take on... Well, just wanted to let you know that Beyonce has performed in the UAE over
girl,
in Dubai.
Girl, that was everywhere.
Yes.
The Queen Bee was there doing it.
Yes, yes she ma'am. Was. Yes, she was.
Brand had on that yellow open. Dress, you know, that's the one. I got married in a dress just like that one time.
Oh, what? Did you?
Yes, yeah, in that yellow one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. With the midsection. Oh, okay.
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't have the midsection out, you know.
Out. Oh, okay.
The pastor didn't allow that.
You know, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it was a towel dress, though, for I was ready for the, you know,
the honeymoon. To get started.
You oversharing?
Yeah, right
now. The whole
now.
Back, butt, and front came right out. Wow.
But that was back in the day, though, yeah.
Girl, they were talking about a tearaway. I don't know if it was a tearaway or Bartholomew was just that strong.
No, but okay. Okay.
That was your...
What number?
Husband, Bartholomew?
Six.
Oh, six. Oh, six. Wow. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, anyway,
don't be amazed at the number if you ain't had it, so just go head on.
Yeah, no judgment. No judgment. Sister Odell.
All good, you know. You got to find love. All right, so I was going to tell you, when Beyonce was over there performing, she performed and was paid $24 million. $24 million. Yeah. But a lot of the LGBT community has
lot
called
of the, who?
The LGBTQ community.
L?
Yes.
B.
Yes, lesbians, gays, bis, all of that.
What is the B?
Bisexual.
Bisexuals.
Oh,
keep it moving.
Okay.
Keep
yes.
it moving, sister.
Yeah. Anyway, the community.
Trying to get for clarity.
Yeah, well, they were a little upset with Beyonce after she performed in Dubai because Dubai has really strict laws against being openly gay over there. And, of course, Beehive, Beyonce's fan base, consists of a lot of LGBTQ people, and they feel betrayed by Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're a little upset with her, yeah.
Well, you know, why don't you get out the Beehive?
Uh-huh.
If you want to be that way about it, then just don't be in the Beehive. But I'm just looking at anybody won't go for $24 million.
I'm trying to tell you,
I don't know
the money
for yeah. $24 million. I go over there as a white man
and sing what? What would you sing?
The national anthem.
The national anthem.
What?
I go over there and whistle Dixie for $24 million, and I can't stand that damn song. I can't stand that song. That's a record if it ever was. I know good in the hell well. I wouldn't Dixie. Okay. Singing that record, I go right on over there for 24 minutes with some coveralls on. Okay. And be leading
all right,
the way.
Well, thank you, Sister Odell. We got to get out of here on that note. Coming up next, it is the nephew and the prank phone
it's
call
all
for
y'all
today.
Your faces, folks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, whose side is he on? Okay. Mm. Whose side is he on? We'll find out whose side he's on when we get to the strawberry letter in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Neff, what's up? What
Neff,
you got?
Neff up in here. Neff up in mm-hmm. here. Let me
in the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm neffing. Let me see. We're going to have to do it. It's time for a funeral, Shirley.
Oh, all right. Well,
but now, you know, you big on funerals. But you know,
no, not.
But you know, you, as you know, after a funeral, you have to go to the repast. You understand?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. that's just how we roll. You got to slide
standard.
By the repast.
Gotta yeah. go in.
That's
yeah.
true.
And mm-hmm. you, but you know, you can't go to the repast without mm-hmm. bringing a little something
yeah.
for the family,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
And
right.
most of
true.
Us gonna stop, and what we gonna do? We gonna pick up mm-hmm. some chicken.
Yep.
This right Amen. Here is repast chicken. We're going to order this chicken. This right here is the repast chicken. Y'all hold tight. If you ain't never heard it, you might want to pull over. Repast chicken. Cat dog, if you would.
Thank you for calling. You want to take your order? Hey, I need to make an order. Hold on. Hey, yeah. Hey, fries up, man. Get them up for they burn. Man, hurry up. Hello? Hello? Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you for calling. Can I help you? Hey, I'm trying to get an order, man. We just got through with a funeral. I'm trying to take some chicken over to the repast where the family at, man. All right, man. Well, how much you need? Okay, I know I'm going to need probably like 125 pieces of chicken, dog. How long that take to cook? We're not ready right now, man. It takes probably at least like 30, 45 minutes, bro. Kind of busy okay. going on. Okay, all right. I need 125 pieces, man. But listen, I'm trying to make sure we get enough. You know how it is, man. Somebody passed, but we're trying to make sure we got enough food at the house, man.
Yeah.
So what kind of size you got, man? Because I want to try to get large family sizes on. Y'all got potato salad?
Yeah, we got french fries, potato salad, greens, macaroni and cheese. You know the normal stuff. How much you need of each of that?
Let me get like two of all of them. You know what I'm saying? Two of each. That ought to be. Don't give me four of them greens, though, because I know they're going to want some greens.
Family
size on everything, man. Two of each, but give me four greens.
All right.
Okay, now, give me some rolls, man. And at least 20 rolls to go with that.
All right. Do you need anything else?
Make sure I got a big thing of fries, man. You know, the kids like them fries. Let me get a big thing of fries.
You order a lot of food, man.
Yeah. I'm going to come get it, though. 30 minutes. So you said how long you before I need to be there?
Probably 35. You know, give us about 45 minutes before to be ready.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Ralph. Robert. All right. You got a phone number I can reach you at?
404.
2
8 3
Okay, I got you.
Okay, so you got 125 pieces. It's going to be mixed, right?
Yeah, white and
okay. Okay, there we go.
Did you want it spicy or mild or mixed? Or how did you want that?
You know what? Separated, man. What the mild is in one boxes, and then you got the spicy in other boxes. So, you know, we'll know so the kids won't get old, too.
All right.
Okay. Hey, man, can you take his order for me? I'm on the phone. Take his order.
All right. I got you, brother.
What's my total on that, man? So I can go, you know, because I ain't been paying for all this by myself. I can got everybody pitching in on this.
Hold on. Let me get to the register. It's gonna be $208.75.
Yeah, okay, $208.75. 30 minutes, I'm gonna start coming that way. What's your name, dog?
My name is Wayne.
All right, Wayne, I'm gonna ask for you, but I'll be there in about 40 minutes, man.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, man, I think it's Robert.
This is Robert.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Wayne. It's chicken, man. I was just calling to let you know we finished a little bit early, and your last batch of chicken, we just dropped it.
Okay, man, I meant to call you a few minutes ago, dog. Hey, listen, you cook all of it? Yeah, man, you wanted 125 pieces mixed spicy and mild with four large sides of each thing, five large sides of fries. Yeah, I could dial that for you. Got it ready. Okay, check this out, dog. I've been talking to everybody, man. You know what, man? I'm just going to need about 10 pieces, dog. I ain't going to really need the rest of that. Excuse me? I just need 10 pieces, dog. I talked to everybody, man. Everybody went and bought some. They want a hamburger, so I'm just going to need 10 pieces of that chicken. Bro, man, we already cooked all the chicken, man. I got 125 pieces, bro. If you don't come by this, I'm in trouble, man. What the you mean you don't need 10 pieces? I just need 10 pieces, dog. You know, I don't need all that. I don't want to buy nothing I don't need. I just need 10 pieces. Man, nah, bro. You going to come by this chicken, man. This some. We just sit here. It's only me and one other dude up here. We working out. Dog, man, you gonna go get this chicken. Hey, dog, I'm not finna buy no chicken I don't want, man. I'm not finna do that, dog. I mean, you know, I'm doing this for the bereaving family, man. So, you know, like I say, yeah, I'm gonna take 10 pieces by there and drop that off, man. But, I don't need that whole 125 or whatever. Robert, y'all better be all the way to come get this chicken, or it's gonna be some I cooked all the chicken, man. What the am I supposed to do, man? My manager found out about that I'm getting fired. Okay, dog, you ain't got nobody else that's gonna buy some chicken today. Now, who the hell's gonna come up here and buy 125 pieces of chicken? Yeah, man, call back somebody. He don't want 125. He only want a 10 piece.
Come on, manager gonna speak. Yeah, gonna be.
Hello, dog, I just need 10 pieces, man.
Man, I cooked up all this chicken for you,
reorganized
it and everything.
Okay, dog. Well, listen, man. Won't you just tell it little by little today? Just tell it little by little.
Man, there's no way in hell, man. We don't have the time for this. Man, I'm not about to update all this chicken, man, and put it back up, bro. Y'all better come get this chicken or it's going to be tell you that. Man, I don't give a man. I will call every funeral home around, find out who died, and I will come find your Robert. You going to come up here and get this chicken.
Hey, man, I'm not finna buy no chicken I don't want, man. I want 10 pieces. That's it.
No, your want 125 pieces of chicken because that's what the hell you called to tell me that you want it.
Hey, man, who you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to that's about to come up to and buy some chicken. 125 pieces of it. That's what I'm talking to. So bring your $208.75 and come buy the chicken.
Oh, man.
Just calm down, man.
Man, you need to come and get this chicken, Mike. Man, man, you gonna find his man.
If he comes up here, then we all are, bro. This gonna get this chicken right now. You gonna get this chicken.
Hold on. First of all, dear Robert, who you think you talking about what?
Dog, I'm talking to you. I told you, I'm talking to the that's gonna come up here and get this chicken. Either you gonna bring $208 or you gonna come up here and get 10 pieces of chicken. It's up to you, but either way, coming up here. What you want
to
do?
I'm finna send somebody else up there to get the chicken, man, okay?
Who you gonna send up here?
Tommy coming to get the chicken.
Tommy who? What's his name? And gotta get all our information off the camera. What's his name?
Tommy, man. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the hell you just say to me?
Why ain't this Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Man, this is some. Man, you about to have somebody get whooped, bro. What am I supposed to do with all this chicken, though?
Wayne, your cousin, man. You got a cousin named Courtney?
Oh, that dirty.
Y'all cooked all that chicken, man?
Yeah, we cooked up all that chicken, bro.
Hey, Wayne, this is what I'm doing, man. On behalf of Nephew Tommy, I'm finna give you my credit card. And we're going to donate chicken all day, man. You see some homeless people or whatever, you just pass out your chicken. We finna get it paid for right now, Wayne.
Yeah, man, I can't trust y'all. Y'all got me paranoid. I'm about to run right now.
Hey, Wayne, one more thing, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Let me tell you something. If I ain't never repassed some chicken, I did that. I repassed that chicken right there.
You did that.
When the last time you ordered 100-something pieces of chicken? When the last time you did it?
And that was terrible for you to order that like that and keep calling and then cancel. And
then we decide we don't want it now. What? We good? What?
Ooh, that that was dirty.
But I did pay for the chicken. I did pay for the chicken. Right?
Oh, right. That's the least you can do. I paid for it.
I paid for it, and they passed it out to some people. So, you know, people a little less fortunate got some chicken that day on Nephew Tommy. So there you have it, all right? Mm-hmm. But, hey, Popeye, be ready. You might get a call. You never know. Might be the nephew.
Stay ready.
It just might be.
All right, nephew, thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, whose side is he on? We'll get to that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, and we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
All right, buckle up, hold on sight, we got it for you, here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, whose side is he on? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I bicker a lot, and he repeats things to his mama and daddy, and they judge me from what he's told them. Over the holidays, we went to his parents' house in Ohio, and I was miserable the entire time because his mom is a trip. Before we got married, we had a huge argument in front of his parents, and his mother told me that I should know my place with my husband and stop challenging him whenever he tells me things. I understood that and promised myself that I would do better. Her advice has continued, and 4 years later, she still only has advice for me when my husband and I get into arguments. Yes, we argue over stupid stuff all the time. His dad knows the stuff is stupid, but he's always on my husband's side. I texted an online therapist for help and was told that if the group thinks I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. So I need your opinion. I take care of all the laundry and dry cleaning. My husband will want to wear a particular shirt one day, but it's still at the dry cleaners. I told him to communicate with me, and that can stop happening. He will say things like, we don't have any children, so why can't I go to the dry cleaner more often? His parents have agreed with him on little issues like this, when the underlying issue is they're mad because they want grandchildren and I'm not ready. I'm not having a baby with a man that talks down to me and picks fights over petty BS. When his mom talks to me crazy and I tell her to watch her tone, he sides with her. I don't have my family in our personal affairs, so why can't he keep them out of our business? Well, I think that's kind of simple. It seems like they've coddled him all of his life, and he's really never stood up to them about anything, especially, you know, about you, his spouse. They still treat him like he's their little boy, and anyone who speaks up or challenges him, like you, is the enemy, or she should know her place, or whatever. And he never followed that principle principle in the Bible that says, you know, to leave all others and cleave to the wife. He doesn't put you or the marriage first. There's also a saying that goes, what happens in the house stays in the house, or house business. And there's no way that as a grown man, he should be running back to his parents, telling them what goes on at home. Of course, they're going to dislike you and resent you if he's only telling one side of the story. I mean, do you and your husband even like each other? Because it doesn't sound like it. I mean, what is all this arguing and fighting about anyway? And why are you guys arguing in front of his folks? You really need to stop that, because if you do it in front of them, they're most likely going to be in the business. I would say don't even respond when his mom talks to you crazy, because telling her to watch her tone is disrespectful, and that's why he sides with her. You know, it just sounds crazy. That sounds crazy too. I think this can be fixed if you guys stop being so petty with each other and just grow up. The both of you should seek marital counseling, and please don't have a baby until after you finish your therapy sessions. Please. Steve?
Well. It's the type of letter that I specialize in, because it's called reading between the lines. Whose side is he on? When you say who do you mean who is he? She must be referring to her husband. Mm-hmm. Well, throughout the letter, it ain't on your side, so let's just figure this out. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I bicker a lot. He repeats things to his mom and daddy, and they judge me from what he's told them. Mama's boy. Over the holidays, we went to his parents' house in Ohio, and I was miserable the entire time because his mom is a trip. Mama's boy. Before we got married, we got into a huge argument in front of his parents, and his mother told me that I should know my place with my husband and stop challenging him whenever he tells me things. Mama's boy. I understood that and promised myself that I would do better. You can't. You're married to a mama's boy. Her advice has continued. That's cause he's a mama's boy. And 4 years later, she still only has advice for me when my husband and I get into arguments. Mama's boy. Yes, we argue over stupid stuff all the time. His dad knows the stuff is stupid, but he's always on my husband's side. He's scared of the mama, too. I text an online... Now, here we go. An online therapist for help, and was told if the group thinks I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. Now, you know me and therapist, but therapy is real. So if you're gonna go, I suggest you get offline. Sound to me like you need to go sit somewhere and see somebody live. See, you online telling them what's wrong, and they can't see your face. Therapists work better when they can see your damn face. When they can hear you heavy breathing. You know, when they do a response you don't like and you fold your arms. See, all this can't come across online. Like even when we Zoom, you can't tell the whole story when we Zoom. See, you don't really know what I'm doing right now. Not everything. You can't see both my hands. You don't know what I'm doing. See, that's why online therapy might not be best for you. You need to take your ass somewhere and see somebody live. Because the group
thought.
Think you wrong, then you wrong. Then why don't the hell you go talk to the group instead of therapy?
Hold that thought, Steve, okay? We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, whose side is he on? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, whose side is he on?
Well, you know, we done talked about this being a mama's boy, and I think mm-hmm. that's what's true, because a lot of stuff in here, when they argue, she take his side, mama's boy. Every time they have a dispute, he run home and tell his mom and daddy, mama's boy. You know, you ought to know your place with your husband and stop challenging whenever he tell you things. That's what his mama said to you. That's because he's a mama's boy. His father know y'all argue over stupid stuff, but he takes his son's side, too. That's because the daddy's scared of the mama, too. Okay, now we done got this cleared up. The mama's running things over there.
So now, you done got so tired of this that you done decided to go to an online therapist for help and was told that if the group thinks I'm wrong, I'm wrong. My suggestion is you need to quit going online to this therapist. You need to take your ass down to her office. You need somebody to see your face in your therapist session. You need somebody to hear you heavy breathing. See, a therapist can help you better if they see all the nuances of your frustration. Lip smacking. Heavy breathing. Under breath muttering. Listen, talking to me about this simple.
What?
You know, they needs to hear this.
All of that.
For a therapist to help you, they need to hear this. You ain't getting it online. So I suggest going down that lab. Now, here we go. So I need your opinion. I take care of all our laundry and dry cleaning. My husband will want to wear a particular shirt one day, but it's still at the dry cleaners. I told him to communicate with me, and that can stop happening. He will say things like, we don't have any children, so why can't I go through the dry cleaners more often? Let's take this line right here, this po-ass statement right here. You do all the dry cleaning. Your husband wants to wear a particular shirt one day, but it's at the dry cleaner. You told him to communicate with you more. No, his ass need two shirts. That's all this here is. See, what is you in my ass about this little rat funky little shirt you talking about when you just need another shirt? And then he going to tell you, we ain't got no kids. You ought to be able to go to the dry cleaning more. Well, if we ain't got no kids, you ought to be able to buy another damn shirt. See, you got to get this stuff off you. You keep letting them dump stuff on you with his inadequate behind. Now, his shortcomings as a man, he got to run to his mama with everything. He can't afford two shirts. What y'all finna have a baby for? You know how much stuff you got to buy for a baby? He can't even afford another damn shirt. Y'all arguing about stupid stuff. He want the particular shirt and it's at the dry cleaner. You just wore the damn shirt Monday. Now, damn it, it's Thursday. Everybody going to see you with that damn shirt on. Because you like it because it's got the little bumblebee on the collar. He got one damn Gucci shirt. Now he want everybody to see he got it on. Told you not to buy that shirt with the bumblebee on the neck anyway because everybody going to know it's the same damn shirt. Mm. When you poor, you can't get extravagant stuff. You got to stay simple. Take your ass down to Macy's and get you a white shirt and you can wear it many times you want to. But ooh, no, you're going to go down there and get the Gucci white shirt with the bee on the collar. Now, guess what? Everybody, now you got nicknames, Cheerios. You know, they calling you stuff at work you don't even know nothing about.
Cheerios.
Why they calling, you know, Cheerio got the little bee on it. Mm-hmm. You know, black people have slick stuff when they do. His parents have agreed with him on little issues like this. When the underlying issue is they're mad because they want a grandchildren. And I'm not ready. And I'm not having a baby with a man that talks down to me and picks fights over petty BS. You, young lady, are absolutely 100% correct. It's your body, it's your life, and it's your husband. When his mom talks to me crazy, I tell her to watch her tone. He sides with her. Because you done got tired of her. So now, Shirley, you're going to be the mother. And I'm going to be the daughter, and I'm going to tell you how the ways you can handle this. Because this marriage ain't going to make it, no way.
Now, baby, you know you're supposed to listen to your husband and go get that shirt out the cleaners.
Baby.
Yes, baby.
He the baby. Don't call me a baby. He the baby.
Well, it's a term of endearment, honey. Mm-hmm. Don't take offense to it.
Yeah, honey. Honey, if he had some money, we could have two shirts.
Well, sweetie, it sounds like you have an attitude. What's the problem?
I got an attitude because I done married your damn boy. That's why I got an attitude.
He is my baby. He is my baby. But he's a grown man. He married you. He couldn't
marry. Can't be a baby and a grown man at the same time, lady.
You can call me mom.
Or you want me to call you sweetie? No, I'm not finna call you mama.
You're
already too many mamas around here now.
What is with this attitude, sugar?
I got a mama.
Well,
that's what the attitude is. I got a mama, and I left her to marry my husband, who is stuck up under his mama. You need to cut the apron strings is what you need to do.
Well, you know what? I think the apron strings are cut. You have your house, we have our house, and we get along just fine. What's the problem, baby?
Don't nobody like you.
You seem like you're mad a lot.
We ain't getting along. We about to get on is what we finna do. And I'm not finna have a grandchild with that ragged ass boy you done made.
My baby is just fine. You just gotta know how to love him. Listen, we're out of time, Steve. Please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey.
Oh, I know you guys to go.
I'm Shirley.
She's
now.
Still fine.
And check out the Strawberry You're Staying in Character. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Sports Talk with Junior. What you got, Junior?
Shirley, Aaron Rodgers, man, he has not decided if he's going to come back to the Green Bay Packers, but he is going to be, if he plays next season, he's going to make $60 million, right at $60 million. Yeah. But tackle then he me. Said, yeah, he said he's willing.
Throw me down hard. $60 million. I don't even need an offensive line. I can get you directly to me.
Okay.
Snap that ball right to me.
Yeah, I got you. Now, surprisingly, he says he's willing. He's thinking about it. He said he's willing to rework his deal to play for the Green Bay Packers if it's the right situation, so they can get some other players come in and help the team be better. But for $60 million, would you?
They need to use that 60 and help get these other damn players. They need to come out of that 60. That's what they need.
Well, see, when they say rework the deal, what they're talking about is deferring the money. He's not giving no money back.
Oh,
nobody
okay.
does that. He'll just take it later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So thanks well, for the clarity.
Let me ask you this, though, Big Dog. Let me just ask you, Tom, what would you do? Would you defer any of your money for 60?
I'm 66 years old. I can't defer a damn thing.
I need it all, dog, up front.
No. Defer.
Oh, defer to where?
Yeah. Defer.
Dog, you got to have it all. Defer to where? I'm 66. Yeah. Give me my money now. I don't even do 50% deposits on gigs no more.
Mm-hmm. All your money got to come up front.
Up front. Ooh, if something happens, I don't make it. Y'all work that out.
Beyonce.
But what's not going to happen if something happened to y'all?
Right.
Don't.
I understand. That, well, you know, we're going to see what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. Also, man, MVP race is big talk right now. The candidates are Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Who are we pulling for?
Well, let me tell you who can't get it. Josh Allen can't get it.
No, not MVP. After that performance.
Well, he can't get it.
Okay.
Because everybody else Hurts. You said is in there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm pulling for him, man. I really do.
Bad boy.
Jalen Hurts. Yeah.
Man, I was on the plane. What happened to the Cowboys, man?
Everything. Yeah. Dak Prescott, he just could not throw to anybody in the Cowboys jersey. So, he... Two innings. Everybody that was San Francisco, they found the ball. That was it.
It's going to be Philly.
And
the Bengals. Oh,
yeah. And the Bengals.
Because all my boys that I went to Kent State with, if you ain't a Cleveland Browns fan, you a Cincinnati Bengals fan.
Oh, no.
But then our frat brother is the quarterback for the Eagles.
Let's go, Danny. Let's get it, Jalen.
Ooh, it's going to be an ugly thing.
Yeah.
Come on, Jalen.
All right, coming up, thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, there's a question, Steve, about wearing designer brands. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joe. All right, so Steve, here's a question from Steve Harvey FM. I'm Contrell, he says, and I'm 47 years old. I've been blessed with the gift of designing and sewing clothes for women. I mostly do custom prom dresses for students, and that's made me a lot of money, but I want to do more. My other customers get me to make knockoff designer outfits for them, and it irritates me because I want to do my own designs. Why are people so into wearing designer brands instead of having an original handmade garment? Why?
Well, bro, look, I sympathize with you on a couple of parts. You know, designer brands, it gives you a feeling when you have them on for some people. And then you want to do your own thing. Mm-hmm. See, when a person going to a special event, they want to think and feel special. Now, you're saying nothing would probably make you feel more special than to be wearing a custom piece designed especially for you. I happen to agree with you. But if your custom design piece ain't flyer than the designer piece, I think they're going to end up going with the designer piece. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what a lot of it is. And until you get your notoriety up, you're going to keep running into this. This is the part about being successful. Is getting the notoriety and the recognition that you want or deserve for your ideas and your work. You know, I get people approach me all the time. I wear designer stuff, but I wear some stuff that's made by people. People have no idea who they are. And, you know, I do a little bit of both, but I think it's a personal choice. You know, but you're going to have to stop using words like sewing. You're gonna have to stop using words. Read the statement again, Shirley.
I have been blessed with the gift of designing and sewing clothes for women.
Right there. See, right there. You got to stop saying sewing.
Sewing
is old. Don't nobody want nothing you sewed.
Come on. Wait a minute.
Stop using old ass terms. Design custom.
Okay.
Bespoke.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You know, stuff like that. Once you say sewing, right. I see your ass sitting down at a machine somewhere in the parlor room. And now I got just one shoulder taller than the other one.
With a foot on the pedal.
Yeah. Yep.
See, you can't use old ass words and expect I've been designing and sewing. I don't want you to sew me nothing.
Okay. Well, he also says I mostly do custom.
But you know, really, you got to use words that sound bespoke, custom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they got a lot of words.
Outdated.
Yeah.
No, I don't want you sold. Come on, man. You know how many outfits they made for me to go see Earth, Wind & Fire, Commodores?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
My sister sold them outfits. I couldn't wear them nowhere else. Yeah, I'm in there. It's falling apart. Feathers, shingles all on the ground and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm picking up stuff, sticking it back on my pants. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he's happy, you know, with everything. I guess he does say that he has been blessed with the gift, so he knows he
and
has.
He probably
a gift.
Is. I bet he is gifted. And congratulations to you, brother. But you've been making the majority of your money. Been making, you know, prom dresses.
He's been sewing
prom dresses.
Well, that's what he said.
All on his hand and everything.
You know,
thimbles.
Thimble.
See, now I got to hope you can make this suit right. Hey, come on now. I ought to go from prom dress to the suit. I got to wear this out on TV. No. Steve, you're lying. Little stuff like that. I've heard all this stuff before. Big dog, you might want to go in the bathroom to him. You're standing on your head.
That's sewing, you're saying. That's sewing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sewing, because they don't put that little basting on the back of the heel, and if your heel get caught on the back of the pants, they snatch the line because it ain't been basted on the bottom. Uh-huh. See, because you was in there sewing. and you don't have a basting machine, so now my ass is sitting up in here wearing these sold ass pants.
All right, I think we got it. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so this is weird news, okay? According to the New York Times, along with the usual shipments of drugs and guns confiscated at the U.S. border, customs officers are now facing, they're faced with egg smuggling. That's the easiest way to put that, egg smuggling. There is a huge egg shortage in the United States, and egg prices have skyrocketed, in case you didn't know, Steve. Therefore, egg smuggling is up 108% since last year. Who knew?
Okay. Customs, you do a lot less time for eggs than you do weed and meth.
Customs and Border Protection officials say that some of the egg smuggling is even being committed by organized crime groups, okay? Can you imagine, here's a question, can you imagine getting detained by TSA for smuggling eggs?
Can you imagine going to prison and they ask you what you're in for?
It's going to be hard.
Yeah. And we at eggs, dog.
And we at breakfast.
Yeah, I was bringing in some eggs, man. Excuse me? I got caught off smuggling.
Eggs, huh?
Oh, you a smuggler, dog? Drugs? No, eggs.
How do you brown keep them
eggs,
breaking?
Though. Brown, dog. Yeah. Brown eggs.
$4 to $7, I know for sure, for a dozen of eggs.
Wow.
Between that price. That's high.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. Wouldn't have been no damn Easter at our house. I'll tell you that right now.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In here to put this ink on these eggs.
Coming up in 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have sex while blindfolded or have sex while handcuffed?
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no way I'm getting handcuffed. Hell no. I close my eyes a lot of time anyway. That blindfold don't make no damn
that
difference.
That doesn't bother you.
Yeah, really. That's normal.
Nephew, we didn't hear
from
you.
I'm going to do the handcuffs. I need to see what I'm dealing with. I can't just, I don't want no surprise. Yeah,
but you
I got to see what I'm talking about. I don't want no surprises.
But you're just going to be looking, though.
You can't touch.
I'm cool. At least I can see it, though. I can see it.
I got to be able to stop certain things.
Yeah. I'm going to be kicking and screaming, but I'm going to be all right.
All right. Would you rather a screaming lady as your ringer or belching sounds as your ringer?
On your
screaming
phone?
Lady or belching sounds?
I better go with B because I'm married. So.
Yes, you are, Junior.
Yeah, I better go with the belching. Cause I don't want nobody hollering when you call me. I want it to be real quiet.
I'm going
to
go with B.
She just wanted to holler. She just
I'm
going to
go with B because I'm black.
What, Steve?
I'm going with B because I'm black.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to jail, catch a case.
Hell no, this white lady hollering every time my damn phone rang. He has a hostage, I swear to God he does.
All right, would you rather accidentally text a nude picture to someone or would you rather butt dial someone during sex?
Oh, B.
You can't pull that picture back. Let's just do that.
Because see, if you stay on the phone after you hear me, there's something wrong with you. See, that ain't me. You could have been hung up this damn phone.
Right. Good point, Junior.
Yeah. Right, Junior.
That part.
Yes.
See, I'm busy.
We can't have that picture get out there like that. No.
All right. Would you rather talk like Shaq or talk like Charles Barkley? Which one?
Man,
I'm go
both
Shaq.
Are good. Both are
like
good.
Shaq, go Shaq,
man. That is Shaq, just the way he talk.
I'm going with Shaq. It's smooth. I think Barkley too high for me. I can't reach
it. Yeah, Barkley.
Junior.
I know, but Charles don't be. He say something crazy. You know, first by 40-pound Kobe won. See what you're missing? See all of that right there. But Shaq be deep, and you don't have to worry about shit. I'm gonna do it right now.
What are they saying? Either one of them.
It don't matter.
Both of them rich, so.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Shaq got a lot of
but
money.
But I will go with Shaq rich, though. That's what they are.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, we'll close out the show with our last break and some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Wednesday. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Hump day, midweek.
Yes,
let's do it.
Midweek. Hump day, baby.
Uh-huh.
Weekend coming.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Can't wait.
25th of January.
Whoa. Yep. Ooh, what? 11 more months till Christmas?
Christmas. Yeah, that's what surely.
That's what you count.
That's yeah. All the time.
The Christmas countdown.
How you feeling, Steve?
All right, Steve.
Yeah, you know, I'm good. I got some closing remarks, you know. This is a little controversial, okay. I would imagine. But it's speaking the truth, you know, and it's the truth for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in a world today where we are all so judged on every single word that comes out of our mouth. And it's causing people to be more and more reluctant to speak up on any subject that they concern. Beyonce gets in a world of trouble from her own group because they mad at her for performing in Dubai. You know, I think we all got to start really taking a closer look at what's going on. I, for one, I think that if we are going to live in a world of freedoms where a person has a right to choose what they want to do, what they want to be, what they want to say, what they want to be called, then so be it. That's absolutely fine. If a person has the right to do that, another person has the right to feel how they feel, view it how they view it, think of it how they think of it. See, it can't go both ways. You can't have the freedom to do, say, and be, and then the other person don't have the same freedom to do, say, or be. And that's the danger that we run into. See, I'm perfectly fine with a person being, doing whatever they want to say, be, and do. But then when you bring it to me, be aware of the fact that should I not have the same right? That's all I'm asking. Can we all agree to disagree? See, just because that's your view, that's your life, that's your dream, that's your thing, everybody don't have to go along with that. And you got to stop forcing yours on others and mine on yours and yours on mine. It's starting to be so unjustly unfair. Because look, man, we live in a world where we have some places that have gun laws and other places that don't have gun laws. Well, just look at the repercussions of no gun laws. Look at the freedom of being able to buy a gun. Look at the freedom of the Second Amendment. Look at where we are with it. Then you go to some countries who have practically no gun violence at all because they got gun laws. Okay, now, what you mad at me if I like the place with the gun laws when you clearly have the right to pass these laws, but you've chosen not to? We have abortion that we've just, the Roe versus Wade in this country. We have now taken the right of decision away from the only person who's involved in this decision, a woman. Are you kidding me? How do we take that out of the hands of women? Every single human being on this planet is responsible for being here by a woman. Man can't make babies. You what? okay, how much money you got? Okay, what your title is? It's women. Who are we to sit up in here because we so far right that we're going to decide what's best for everybody? No far left that we done came up with so much stuff on the far left that we want to ram it down your throat, and you got to agree with the far left and you got to agree with the far right. When the majority of people I know ain't on either side of that coin. They're in the middle somewhere. We got voting rights acts. We got this state in the United States of America, Florida, done passed legislation to stop teaching African-American history in schools. That's far right. The guy that's doing this is a conservative, an ultra-conservative. Now, here he is telling us what our children. Then we did a story earlier today where a child has to get a permission slip from their parents to learn the Negro National Anthem. I mean, when I was learning the National Anthem, wasn't no damn permission slip. Your ass better know this. Oh, say, can you see? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. We had, wasn't no option. Put your hand over your heart, all that right now. This country's amazing. You still expect everybody to stand and salute that flag when that flag ain't for everybody. You don't understand a person kneeling. You don't understand a person not standing up and paying glory to that flag. That flag ain't wrapped around everybody the same way. See, this is the world we live in. I have decided to live my life this way. I am perfectly fine with you being you, who you are, whatever you want to be. But if you come over here to me with it, please understand this is how I am, who I want to be, and what I choose to do. And just like you got the right to do that, I have the same right. We have got to start letting people live in this world. And if somebody don't agree with your viewpoint, it don't make them wrong. They just ain't got the same viewpoint you got. That's all. And ain't nobody going to have the same viewpoint. We need to stop. We need to grow up because this has really gone too far. It really, really has. Those are my closing remarks today. If you didn't like it, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll try it again. But God is good. Have yourself a great day, man. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.